Eyewitness accounts of rescue and recovery from harm's way in Hurricane Superstorm Sandy all hour. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And with an account of his own of recovery in the great state of New Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, joins us now. Senator Menendez, how are things going?
Well, you know, we took a bad hit with Hurricane Sandy. And in my life here in New Jersey, I've spent my whole life here in the state, I've never seen as much devastation as Sandy brought. So, you know, just left Hoboken a little while ago. National Guard there last night rescuing people who were flooded in streets with a stench of gasoline and sewage. And so they're doing a great job getting people out. Cars still floating around. Was in Little Ferry and Moonaki yesterday, and tremendous challenges there to flooding, you know. Talking to one of the mayors who told me that, you know, most of his town was underwater, lost his police, most of his police department, fire department, real challenge there. So our job is now to continue to make sure that those who were stranded get out, and secondly, to begin the process of recovery, which is going to be, you know, a slog ahead.
You're in the middle of an election campaign, not that we want to talk about that much today, but this is a chance for you and the president and the governor to tell people whose patience may be running out that government is there, government works. What's your message?
Well, our message is that we're working all together. We've got all hands on deck, you know, from the federal government with FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is here on the ground. National Guard that's here on the ground and deployed. I just left two guard persons catching a cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts on the only break they've had in quite a while. Local police, emergency management, firefighters, the state and all of its resources, county governments. You know, it's just an all hands on deck massive response. I look forward to seeing the president later this afternoon when I greet him in Atlantic City. I appreciate the emergency declaration that he gave, the highest level of declaration that deploys all the federal resources. And I just want to echo his call that, you know, we don't need a bureaucratic response. We need the most efficient response we can get and help people get back on their feet and get their lives together again.
You'll be with the president and the governor today as they tour the devastation. Do you think by the end of the day, you and they will have some mud on your boots and your shoes, or is it going to be an overfly?
Well, I already have mud on my boots from Hoboken and Little Ferry and Moonaki, so I'll just continue to add to that. Now, I think it's a real intention to get a very hand close up, you know, mud in your hand type of effort to see where people are at. You know, of course, thank the all of the emergency management personnel and all the first responders. You know, some of them who have gone 48 hours without any sleep. Let people know that we're working together. I appreciate the governor's comments about the president, saying how helpful the president's been, how great he's been in calling, reaching out, deploying resources. We're going to continue to need that in the days ahead. You know, we've still got 2 million people without power in the state. That's one of the major things we want to do. Power, it helps people restore their lives. Of course, part of a challenge there is that we've got substations that were flooded. I've asked the administration to consider using the Energy Department and any resources they have to help utility companies be able to maximize their return.
Well, it's a very, very busy day. Senator, thanks so much for taking the time. You're anticipating being with the president and the governor. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.